The Key Report says inflation is coming under control, and that's great news for the new year. Retail shrink is bad, like $94.5 billion bad. So what's this about? Apple management created a fake union at one of their stores? In other union news, Macy's workers in San Francisco are out on a two-day strike. We've got the Wall Street Report, and Congress passes a $1.7 trillion spending package that now goes to President Biden for his signature. We've got the news. Let's go.
Insight on Business News Hour and Headlines is brought to you by the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members worldwide. Find them at ntpda.com. Taro International is a professional training center dedicated to helping individuals and businesses succeed. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. T-E-R-O.com. The business news is also brought to you by AARP. Learn more at aarp.org. Also, Focus and Find, a socially responsible recruiting company dedicated to making a difference. Focusandfind.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you are with us again today. And by the way, it is Christmas weekend, and it's also the 7th and 8th day of Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa starts on the 26th. If you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Now, the Commerce Department on Friday released the latest numbers from the Personal Consumption Index, or PCI. And guess what? The price of items is coming down, indicating that inflation may be under control. The PCI rose 5.5% in November from a year earlier. That's lower than October, when prices rose by 6.1% annually. CNN is reporting that in November alone, prices rose just 0.1% from October. Meanwhile, core PCI, which includes the volatile food and energy categories, was up 4.7% annually and 0.2% on a monthly basis. The annual increase for both the PCE and PCI indexes hit their lowest level since October 2021. And follows continued declines in other inflation gauges, such as the Consumer Price Index and Producer Price Index. PCE specifically, the core measurement, is the Fed's favorite inflation gauge, since it provides a more complete picture of costs for consumers. So why does all this matter? Well, the Fed watches this very closely. And one other thing, earlier this week, the Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index, another measure of how consumers are feeling about the economy, and guess what? That landed at its highest measurement since April of 2022. On release of the PCE, PCI, markets stalled only to revive later in the session, and I will have those numbers for you in just a bit. There's a nationwide shoplifting epidemic going on that has cost retailers a whopping $94.5 billion this past year. The New York Post is reporting that the National Retail Foundation is estimating that it cost billions last year due to something called shrink. That is an industry term that means lost inventory, which is being blamed primarily on shoplifting. Shrink measures losses using theft by employees and product damage, but the greatest portion of shrink, 37%, came from external theft, including products taken during organized shoplifting heists. The report also notes that retailers on average saw a 26.5% surge in organized theft incidents last year. Retailers told the National Retail Federation in surveys that staffing shortages exacerbated by the COVID pandemic have made it difficult to maintain enough personnel in stores that could possibly thwart potential shoplifters. Technology giant Apple has been accused of creating a fake corporate-run union at its Easton Town Center store in order to curb independent employees' unionization efforts. In a complaint filed with the National Labor Relations Board, the Communication Workers of America accused the company of violating the National Labor Relations Act by, among other things, telling employees that if a union were formed, Apple would not participate in certain collective bargaining. CWA also accused Apple of encouraging workers to join an employer-created labor union instead of pursuing union formation. The CWA alleges that within the last 6 months, Apple held a mandatory meeting during which a company representative falsely stated that Apple was barred by law from bargaining certain subjects, and if employees formed a union, that statute would fall into place. The representative also said Apple would refuse to bargain other certain subjects if a union did develop. Apple, by the way, had no comment. In other union news, workers at a Macy's in San Francisco have gone out on strike and during the busiest time of the year. Workers at a flagship location in San Francisco's Union Square began a two-day strike on Friday, walking out on some of the most crucial holiday shopping days of the year. Macy's said in a statement that, quote, "Our top priority is to ensure the safety of our colleagues and customers," adding that the store location will remain open. The company did not comment on how the store will be staffed or whether opening hours will shift. Bloomberg is reporting that organizers say the strike involves 400 employees and that 93% of workers voted for the work stoppage. The strike comes after workers overwhelmingly rejected a proposed contract from Macy's this past Thursday. The workers, who are represented by United Food and Commercial Workers Union Local 5, had been looking to get higher wages, broader access to health care benefits, and better safety measures, according to Jim Arby, the union's director of strategic campaigns. Strikers asked that customers boycott the San Francisco store, as well as other Bay Area locations. Well, it was mostly up day on Wall Street as the Dow gained 178 points in the final 2 hours of the trade to close at 33,203. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ was up fractionally and closed at 10,497, while the S&P 500 gained 22 points to finish at 3844. It was a choppy session as an inflation report and a raft of other data did little to change expectations that the Federal Reserve would continue hiking interest rates even if the economy slows. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ were down for a third straight week. U.S. markets will be closed on Monday in observance of Christmas Day, which does fall on Sunday. And a reminder, programming note, we will also be out of here on Monday. You're welcome, and Merry Christmas. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with keeping the U.S. in business at least until September of next year. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed a $1.7 trillion spending bill that will avert a government shutdown and fund operations at least through September. It also provides natural disaster relief and additional emergency aid to Ukraine. The long-term spending package, which cleared the Senate on Thursday and now awaits President Biden's signature, contains a host of provisions, including a TikTok ban on government devices, a 4.6% raise for U.S. troops, and several initiatives aimed at helping Americans save for retirement. And that, my friends, is a wrap. A reminder once again that we will be back on the air on Sunday. That would be Christmas Day at noon Central, and only on News Talk 1540 KXEL. Have yourself a great weekend. Happy holidays to you and yours. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great weekend and a happy holiday. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.